This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In 2 hours, tech types will gather around their screens, big and small, for the latest unveiling from Apple. It is widely believed this will be the smaller version of the iPad. For now, people are calling it the iPad Mini, which might or might not be the actual name. Dan Seitz is a tech writer. You can read various places, including the pop culture site UpRocks. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me on.
As usual with these things, we think we know a lot about what's coming. What do we think we know about the iPad Mini?
Essentially, it's going to be a 7-inch iPad 2. At least that's what the rumors are saying. I wouldn't be surprised if the processor is a little faster than the standard iPad 2, but it's essentially going to be that with a couple of inches chopped off on it.
Steve Jobs notoriously said in 2010 that tablets this size would never take off. Seems he was wrong about that. What's the niche that they are turning out to fill?
It kind of sits between an e-reader and a full-fledged tablet. For example, I'm an owner of a Nexus 7, and it's a good utility tool to have around if you just need to get on the internet, hop on Wi-Fi and Starbucks, but don't want to lug the laptop, the keyboard, if you don't need the camera, the back-facing camera.
There is a lot of competition out there already for tablets this size. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Samsung. Mm-hmm. Is this the rare case of Apple playing catch-up?
I would feel that it is. The iPad, as it stands, is, you know, far and away the most competitive tablet in its sector. There really hasn't been anything that's come close. That said, coming into this market, you have the Nexus 7, which has been an excellently reviewed and well-selling tablet. You have the Kindle Fire, which is really closely tied to Amazon and really appeals to folks who primarily use their tablets for e-readers. And as you mentioned, there's also the Barnes & Noble Nook, which can also serve as either, like, a tablet or as a media streamer. So I think Apple is coming in with a bit of a disadvantage here. I have no question that they're going to sell quite a lot of these. I just don't know that they're going to dominate the sector like they have in a 10-inch tablets.
Dan Seitz is a tech writer, writes for a number of sites, including UpRocks.com. Dan, thanks very much.
Thank you for your time.